Let's ride. And you're listening to Ground Hard Radio. We are reality radio. GroundHardRadio.com. Turn up for a motherfucking check. My team's still better than yours, nigga. Stop the fuckery. They shouldn't have never gave you niggas money. I am the motherfucking Black Larry King.
Mob on him.
Yeah, 38, 46, 34, 52, dark side of the moon, mixtape coming soon, my time right now, your time coming soon, Chris V, don't kid and play, don't catch a fade, ah, suicide, it's a suicide, genocide, it's a genocide, why they lying, tell me why. Money too tight for some hidden.
Yeah.
I had to spend it on business.
Yeah.
Y'all just finesse with the business. I got a mission, bitches, kill the competition. Fill the hood with blessings, lessons, go trail, skill to kill. A lot of positions, red pills I'm taking, the way that you're faking on God. These walls are laced with the struggle of vibe. People get murdered and fight just for y'all. Advances the culture, then act like you got. This ain't equality, justice for all. I got the power, the hour to change. Only God was afraid of the dollars, the flowers. I'm blue and from Missy to Howard, the hours I'm ready. Just like Devin Campbell. Take a stand, Kaepernick, I'ma have many seats. Marauding, after dark, rest in peace, legend fight. Black hat, black hoodie, black shoes, black soul. Chocolate, chocolate, out the rapper, all gold. Magnitude, off the Richter, swear I'm moving mountains. Attitude, on ratchet, swear I'm so astounding. Lil Zay, alter ego, busting out, buddy love. I don't give no fucks, swear to God, I want love. Suicide, it's a suicide. Genocide, it's a genocide. Why they lie, tell me why they lie. They do the crime under color eyes. Take away all of my kidneys.
Yeah.
Money too tight for some hidden.
Yeah.
I had to spend it on business.
Yeah.
Y'all just finesse with the business.
Yeah.
I cannot fuck with your cowards, afraid of the chances. And sponsors, you monsters are worse than oppressors. You just make them stronger. You look in the mirror, can't look in the mirror on God. These bars are laced with the spirit of mine. People get murdered with no reason why. Grow up just lost in the world, made my try. We just want better for your kind and I. I got the power, the sour, the change. All the cowards afraid of the power. The flowers are blooming from Missy to Howard. The apples are ready, yes, I tell the camel.
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die.
What?
Grind hard, you hear us bust. Molest snops are getting touched up. Fresh lining for the touch up. Social distancing, they can't touch us. We turning up on Tuesday. We mopping on them Thursdays. They cannot see us even though we shining. Better watch the drip, cause we them blinding. Bay fresh, we stay on. Making moves out of Duval 365. We play songs, reality, no cap, dog. We the team with big dreams. Certified on all streams. And with them red beams, better turn up when you hear me. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio.
Grind hard radio. Turn up for a motherfucking check. And let that beat drop.
What it do, world? It's the mayor of Duval County. It's your boy, Jit Chronicles, and I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode, another edition of Ground Hard Radio. I'm in the building with the host and the president of GHR, Carter Mafioso, the Hood Loud King, better known as the God, Divine You. What it do, big bro?
What's up, your boy, Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face Mob 803, better known as the God, Divine Universe. About to turn it up with my team, my squad, Team GHR and the Black Larry King, Jit Chronicles, Ground Hard Radio. Let's get it, Mob.
Let's get it. That's what's up. That's what it is, man. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that team, No Filter. He's bay fresh like a motherfucker. It's the main man, Dope Ass Music, live in the building. What it do, fam, blam?
Sorry, no show today. Please try again tomorrow.
This nigga, I can't stand you, bro. That's what's up, though. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, we're going to take it to my neck of the woods. We're going to take it down to these Florida waters, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Representing that 305, representing that Dade County, is the R&B gangster of Ground Hard Radio. It's the main man, Razor, live in the building. What it do, pimp?
Yeah, we in this bitch, Dade County in this motherfucker, man. Let's turn up.
Let's get it. Let's get it. That's what's up. Yeah, we squad deep tonight around this motherfucker. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 706, is Ground Hard Radio very own Georgia Peach. We got the queen, Miss Kia, in the building. How you doing tonight, darling?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey.
Well, I'm lit. I'm ready. Let's get this popping.
Let's
be with my
Let's get it
popping. Since last
week, that's what's up. I'm loving the energy tonight. That's what it is. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that 314. Representing that Crystal City, Missouri. It's the main man, Cobra Immortal, in the building. CI, what it do, pimp?
Yo, yo, yo. What's popping? G, it's your boy, Cobra Immortal. Yeah, room. Man, I'm down in these Florida waters myself, you know what I'm saying? So we're turning up GHR style tonight with the fam, with the squad. Let's go, room.
We got the Florida squad tonight. That's what's up. That's what it is, man. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 228, representing that Mississippi movement, it's our motherfucking resident DJ, the legendary DJ Sergeant Rock. What it do, Vic Broski? And that's true.
Yeah.
Mob. Woo. Wake this bitch up. Wake it up, Rock.
You already know what time
Wait,
it is, baby. Get y'all funky black ass up and tune in right now, because you're tuned in to another fire ass episode of Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? So we just want y'all to just, you know what I'm saying, kick back. You know what I'm saying? Get your blunt, your drink, you know what I'm saying? And relax. And please, please, don't forget the most important part of this shit. And that is, we run the Matrix around this raggedy-ass bitch. Yo, Jit. Man, I'm ready to run a power move on these monkey-ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? And we gonna
Let's
do this shit the right way, GHR style. You under dig, trill, mob, room, run this rag-ass bitch.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
and look, check this out. I'm finna do some unorthodox shit right now, because y'all know Vlog Talk fucked up on that man last episode. Terrence say fuck this shit. Even if I wasn't scheduled tonight, I'm in the building, man. Representing that 504, representing that New Orleans. I had to roll back. You understand what I'm saying? We got the main man, Terra, live in the building. What it do, fam, blum?
Yeah,
I'm cooling, brother. Look, real talk. I really was just calling to listen in, cause I fuck with y'all. It is.
Hey, when you want to party, nigga, you can party shit. We owe you one.
My man, I'm up here playing that NCAA football and smoking. I got the headphones, you know, listening to y'all. That's all that was, brother.
All right. Well, do your thing, goddamn it. Hey, you just tap twice if you want to tap in, nigga. Goddamn it, I got you. That's my boy. That's what's
I already
up.
Know, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. Ground Hard Radio, yeah. Open mic night, man. It's open mic night on GHR. Call in, spit your shit. You know what I'm saying? You got spoken word. Whatever you want to do it. You could do it tonight right here on Ground Hard Radio. DJ Sergeant Rock, Big Broski, what's the motherfucking topic for tonight? Because there's been some shit popping up.
Oh, man. The topic for tonight is juicy.
Uh-oh.
It's juicy like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So
I want to know what y'all really think.
Tonight's GHR, real life hot topic. We got a real life hot topic tonight. You know what I'm saying? And tonight's real life hot topic is, what's your thoughts on the Jay-Z allegations?
We want to hear. So you know what to do, man. If you're on phone lines, hit us up, 323-693-3043. And if you're online, you can still quarantine and chill with us in on Ground Hard Radio chat rooms. DJ Sergeant Rock, Big Broski, it's on you. You got the mic tonight, baby. Open mic night. I think it's only like right that we start off the first track of the night with a track from you, DJ. So what you got from us?
Oh, man, I tell you what. This track hasn't been played on Ground Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to do a little something like this, you know what I'm saying? This is Mufasa's Return from the album Now What, streaming on all social media streaming platforms, you know what I'm saying? So DJ Jit, please spin that shit. Trill, Ma.
Ground Hard Radio.
Woo!
Keep it locked. Ooh. Take off.
Moth. Trill.
Little.
Grind. You're now tuned in to Grind Hard Radio with your host, G Chronicles, the Black Larry King, and Team Grind Hard.
Moth.
It's DJ Face Moth, 803, and we grind.
And this is a Cody Jet Nixon and Workshop Production exclusive.
It's the one and only AKA Bunny, the King of Turn Up. Mr. Walk up in a club like, and you're about to witness the resurrection of a legend. The original Dandana scene, DJ Sergeant Rock. Come bless the mic, don't test the mic, cause I don't think they ready. Now what?
Okay.
Fucking clear when it comes to bullshitting. You crowns the stars of the year. Shit been going on, so I'ma set it straight. Every move I made them suckers play a hate. But y'all so black. As a matter of fact, you lost the trap and the Trill ain't fucking with that. Gang recognize this game, it ain't no exceptions. And you can't make us follow you with no whack perception. You gon' get boxed down by your damn self. You gon' get boxed in, ain't no hollering for help. Since y'all refuse to contribute to the cause, selling up a fame and props and them trashy bras. Y'all want all the applause, but ain't nobody clapping. Ain't no demographic for clowns, so keep laughing. You run for wearing, ain't gon' stop my shine. Stevie Wonder's ass can see it, but y'all following asses is blind. They playing around, but this is no joke. Simon says if you diss the underground, your ass is getting yoked. Your ass is getting poked, and that's the truth, dawg. A lot of niggas can't handle the fucking truth, dawg. Shut out the real gangsters and real vice lords, and all the real that respect and love stars. Cause I kept it real from day one, and niggas still ball up like it, so that means they was haters from day one.
Oh, Sergeant Rock, man, I think you gon' have a lot of people wondering, who you talking about, man? Is this some kind of animosity time? You getting something off your chest? Talk to the people, cause either they gon' get right or they gon' get left.
Okay.
And if you can't keep up, you gon' get
fucking man before I'm anything. And I ain't kissing nobody's ass to say I'm somebody. Y'all got me fucked up. Y'all bitches is retarded. Still ride the short bus. Can't catch a break cause you ride the short bus. So get down. Get your ugly ass down. You rockin' to the town of the underground. The closet door is unlocked, so bring your ass out. Before some hands reach in and bring your ass out. This is a Pimp C moment, I'm getting ghetto with it. I know some goons too, spittin' heavy metal with it. They gon' upset you with it and break your damn nerves until they splatter your medulla on the damn curb. The damn nerve of y'all are fucking with the Godfather. It's gonna be endless caution tape up after the slaughter. This will be final after this, your funky ass can have it. Because the streets ain't hearing none of that racket. I love my girl coat, let's keep the fire blowing. These suckers and clowns playing, let's show them we ain't going. Cause we been had the ghost on lock like a bang ball. We ain't got no time to worry about no heavy talk. Y'all can go to hell if you don't like my ass. Well, the shit is now over, watch me wipe my ass. Bitch, wow. And that's it. Straight from the barrel. DJ Sergeant Rock. Now what?
Nigga, come on.
Yeah. So, I'm just letting all y'all motherfuckers out there know right now. This is the album, bitch. DJ Sergeant Rock, you know what I'm talking about? And I just got one question to ask y'all bitches. Since y'all fuck with me to put this shit out and drop this shit, now what? You know what I'm talking about? Motherfucker.
Surprise, niggas.
Woo.
We're watching right now.
I'm Ned Chick Fire. Air It Out Radio.
Air It
Fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. AirItOutRadio.net. Hey yo, Grind Hall Radio. Throw another
banger on.
Yeah. Grind Hall Radio. Booty bitch. Yeah. Press play, big booty bitch. Press play, big booty bitch. Press play. Got baguettes on the way. Gucci wagon on the way. Press play, look. Press play. Got a fan on the case. Press play, look. Press play. Got them killers. Press play, press play. Press play, bitch. Press play. Press play. Press play. Got them killers. Where you stay? Press play, look. Press play, bitch. Press play. Press play. Press play. Got a fan on the case. Bitches come a dime a dozen. Life too short. Shorty blow down a nigga like a Newport. Rolex goes, I got it froze like a frost cup. Put the dope on the stove, nigga, Scott Storch. Count it up, no matter where we at, no matter where we go. Fresh designers all above, all the way down to the floor. Club bringing me them Birkins, they don't never hit the stove. You got alcohol and drugs, all these hoes wanna know. You gon' shake it up for a band, you gon' shake it up for free. You gon' do it for a bro, nigga, do it for a G. Fresh plays up through this bitch. Press play, big booty bitch.
It's a big booty bitch, a big moody bitch. He don't want no names out, a bad moody bitch. When I leave Gag City, I fly the Pluto shit. Drill the 4-5, reverse, I'm the Uno bitch. Set the pace like a runner hole. Set the tone like a vocal coach. They say, why can't you beat Gun State? Daddy with no business man, mama with no business on it. What an idiot. Can't be me, I'm already it. I've been saucy, they all want a skinny dip. I am your label's obsession, use another guinea pig. Top of every list, including your man Bucket. Been on that chart so long, I told Billboard to dust it. These sheep ain't got the nerve, I heard I done struck it. It ain't a hate train if you conduct it. He gon' cook it up and bag it up and put it in the street. Got the max on pause, they gon' press play for me. Press play, big dick, nigga. Press play if you got some good dick, nigga.
Press play, look. Press play, got baguettes on the way. Press play, look. Press play, Gucci wagon on the way. Press play, look. Press play, got a fan on the case. Press play, look. Press play, got them killers ready to stay. Press play, look. Press play, bitch. Press play, press play, press play, got them killers ready to stay. Press play, look. Press play, bitch. Press play, press play, press play, got a fan on the case.
I had to put these chickens back in they coop like the Tudo hoe. I hate you talking. Talking to the
That's what I'm talking about. That beat go, motherfucker. God damn it. God damn it. All right, man. This is Grow Hard Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Check out the, yeah, I was in that shit. I was in all that shit. Let me tell you something. Woo-wee. Grow Hard Radio, God damn it. Make sure you check out the official website. That's growhardradio.com. Don't forget to subscribe. You know what I'm saying? You can check us out on all streaming platforms, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, and as always, you can take the show Grind Hard Radio on the go with you by downloading the show for absolutely free on iTunes, man. Make sure y'all go check us out. We got a huge following over there on iTunes, so man, really yeah. Salute to everybody that be streaming the episodes, you know what I'm saying? So
really?
Might not call in, yeah. But they damn sure listen to that motherfucker after, you know what I'm saying? But nevertheless, I want to run down that playlist real quick, man. At the very top of the show, shout out to your boy Just KP. That was KP
yeah.
with Kangaroo.
Oh,
DJ Sergeant Rock. Yeah. I love that. I've been heard that track. Mm. I loved it, the scratching and all that shit. You know what I'm saying, man? That was your boy DJ Sergeant Rock with Mufasa Returns. Like, that's the shit right
yeah,
now. You know what I'm saying, man?
Fine.
Like,
beating
pure hip hop. Real
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I gotta give you one on that bit, bro. Yeah.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate
yeah.
it. Man.
Yeah, man. Make sure y'all check out my big brother album out right now, streaming every fucking one. Check that shit out.
Oh yeah. No doubt. Now what?
Yeah. And that final track that y'all heard, team, that was Nicki Minaj and Future with Press Play. You know what I'm saying? So, little booty bitch.
You see
Nicki Minaj that changed the whole style of, you know what I'm saying? She was loud and obnoxious and boisterous and shit. On this track, she really went in and she stayed cool to the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, much respect to Nicki Minaj. Thanks for changing your style look, you know what I'm saying? Because ain't nothing wrong with changing the style every now and then, you know what I'm saying? Flip the script on progression.
Keep that music flowing, you know what I'm saying? Nevertheless, team, it's so much shit going on, man. So, team, I think it's only like right since it's open mic night that we go ahead and get straight into the topic for the night. Y'all knew this was coming. I want to know everybody's thoughts about these Jay-Z allegations. And, team, I can wrap mine up in less than 60 seconds, so I'ma just say this, and I'ma be 100, because I feel like you had Cat Williams, who's a pretty credible source. I know a lot of people might not like Jaguar Wright. I've been hearing her saying shit, along with a whole bunch of shit, was like when this whole Diddy fiasco broke out, they were saying a lot of other motherfuckers would be named. You understand what I'm saying? So I get that part. But, Tina, I just got to be 100 when I say this. You know, I would fucking think with all the money and just the position of power that this man had, even though they say this was back in 2000, I would think this man would have enough common sense not to fuck with a 13-year-old. And see, that is the problem with this whole bullshit. Be who you want to be, do what you want to do, but y'all got to leave these fucking kids alone. You understand what I'm saying? So me being real, I would hope none of that's true. You know what I'm saying? He don't seem like a nigga. I don't know the nigga, but he don't seem like a nigga that'll do no shit like that. But you never know with this industry. You understand what I'm saying? And I also understand the fact that we got a whole bunch of scammers out of here. You know, a nigga rather scam you, a nigga rather lie on you, a nigga rather try to come up and get a check off of you than just by simply taking their ass to work. So I understand we live in that type of world, too. You know, niggas file frivolous lawsuits all the fucking time, man. But I just want some real shit. I draw the line with the kids, fam. Like, this ain't no way. Not of nobody of that man's stature. 13? Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? So for the sake of that man's family, I would hope that's not true. But, team, I'm at a place where I don't know what to believe. You understand what I'm saying? But can't be fucking with these kids, man. Like, be who you want to be fucking around with niggas and fucking around with leave the kids alone. That's all I got to say.
Right.
Nevertheless, team, I just wanted to throw that out there real quick because I feel like y'all the hip-hop community, y'all the artists, I want to know what y'all think. And I want to start off with my big bro, Carter Mafioso. What's your thoughts on the topic, bro?
No doubt. Good topic tonight. And they coming for all the greats. I say that. And one by one, it seemed like they are getting caught up in something and getting in a situation where they're going to have to lose a lot of money and pay a lot of lawyer fees and a lot of hush money and stuff like that. But the world we're living in now is where a lot of stuff and morals and code of conduct that we live by, it ain't the same no more. I don't know about the 13-year allegation, but I do know about Puffy bringing his name up in some allegations with the sex scandals. And I say to add on to that, that I do know, and I said it a long time ago, I said it seemed like everybody who's in that picture long time ago with Aaliyah, it seemed like they asked one by one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Goddamn crumbling down all the way from Jamie Foxx. And the, Jamie Foxx would start saying something about Puffy, and goddamn, his ass ended up in the hospital and was MIA for a couple weeks, and then had talking about he had a clone and shit. Let's be honest, I don't know what's up with Jamie Foxx now. The shit with Dame, it's like. Jay-Z shut a lot of people up, and even Dame. Like, I know Dame is in the pictures too, but I think Jay-Z shut Dame up with money too. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of secrets that's going to come out. And who knows if R. Kelly ain't in that motherfucker, be like, okay, well, shit. I'm going down. Ain't nobody sent me nothing. Ain't nobody came to visit. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z ain't came to see Benny Siegel not one day. So you know he probably ain't came to see Puffy or goddamn Kelly. He did a whole song with Kelly, Best of Both Worlds. So I ain't going with no facts and no proof. But I'm just saying we all know that they was going to come for Jay-Z in some kind of form. You know what I'm saying? Because he's in the party too. Even the party where he's kissing Puffy, but not kissing Puffy, even when he's looking crazy when they got on the gray suits with, like, the pink little ties or whatever, and he's looking at Puffy crazy with the dreads, but I think Puffy hugged him or kissed him. It's some kind of funny shit that, nigga, you from Canarsie, Projects in Marcy. You know what I mean? You from Marcy Projects in Canarsie, Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? That's partially home of the 5%. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it ain't no fucking way, no kind of soft. Ain't no soft nigga from Brooklyn. And this man shows a lot of soft, I ain't going to say the word, but a lot of homophobia ways. You know what I'm saying? Ain't really, you know, money change you as far as the way you live. Hell yeah. The car you drive, hell yeah. The clothes you wear, hell yeah. A little bit of jewelry, hell yeah. Because you're supposed to, you work for it. You know what I'm saying? Everything should change. You ain't supposed to be broke if you got money. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be wise with it. But if you can afford it, shit, you better. People don't know gold keep bad energy off people. You know what I'm saying? People don't know that. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's good to have gold. You know, any form of gold on your body, it keep away bad energy, if y'all ain't know that. But back to the subject. It's his time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he's like the last or the most successful rapper that made it. He's the billionaire. Now, you know, ain't nobody else they come for. So, it's fucked up. But, hey, who's next? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and Carl, I just want to point out, I guess I keep forgetting the fact that Aaliyah was like 14 when she kind of came on the scene. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of put that into a new perspective for me. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, because I want to know, like, how old was he when he was messing with her. Because a lot of these niggas was young then, but old now. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of this shit is some old shit coming up. Because I know a lot of people, a lot of homeboys I was with, you know what I'm saying, back in the days when we was 16, 17, and, you know, having house parties, and the girl, she might have been 13 or 14, her ass up in there, and, you know, her ass, big breasts and big butt.
Yeah.
You wouldn't
You're
know,
right,
but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
right.
They going to lie. How old you is? You know, when we all know when we was younger, if we was 16, we said we was 17. If we was 17, we said we was 18. So it ain't no acceptance for that shit, but it's like, okay, your ass know you weren't supposed to be around there anyway. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's, I hold a motherfucker not guilty until proven guilty. But
I agree.
Hey,
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? But hey,
yeah,
you fucked up, homie. All your shit coming back on you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. He fucked up. You know what I mean? Yeah, he fucked up. You know, anything with females and sex, domestic violence, or he touched me, you gonna have to prove yourself, buddy. And I'm out.
Real talk. Well said, Carter. All right, we're going to keep this thing moving. Yeah, we're going to keep this thing moving on down the yellow brick road, and we're going to throw it to the Georgia Peach, Ms. Kia. What's your thoughts on the topic, daughter? Get a woman's perspective.
No doubt.
Well, with everything that's going on with Jay-Z's situation, of course, with being entangled with Diddy, of course, like everybody say, he was at the party. But also, you got to look at his history as well. Mostly everyone that he kind of messed with, for the most part, were always underage, even though nobody can't or won't prove it, supposedly, because even Beyonce.
Yeah.
Supposedly, what goes around, because, of course, you know, nobody's never going to admit it 100%. But Beyonce was, of course, younger when they started really messing around. Even with Aaliyah, was supposedly younger. Even Rihanna was younger.
Yeah.
Even messing with Rihanna. What's the other young lady's name is? Rita Ora? Rita, it's another one. Her as well.
It's a couple of them.
Yeah, and so it's just crazy how now, because, like, he's trying to keep this squeaky clean image, but he knows what he has done.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what has been happening quietly and everything, but of course, at the same time, everything is allegedly, because of course nobody is speaking. Because as you see with R. Kelly, Puff Daddy, it's literally a video going around right now of Puff Daddy, where it was a old award show where a young lady, I believe she was only 13 years old, had won the award.
Jeez.
After the show, they was backstage. P. Diddy was having a drink in his hand. He came up to the girl. He was like, you go up to the after party.
After
like,
party. I know what you're talking about, Queen. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I said, see how everything is coming back. People are going to find this stuff. It's everywhere. They just right now, people are still being paid to keep quiet. The main, some people, of course, you know, they have laws where, you know, spouses can't testify against other spouses. So that's another thing, too.
NDA.
Yeah, and then there's a lot of those as well. But as you can see, NDAs don't last very long. That's why P. Diddy is going the way he's going.
All right, you breaking that shit down, Queen.
Okay.
For real, for real. Yeah,
true.
Breaking it down.
Yeah,
that's all you
I do some research. I do a little research.
No doubt, no doubt. All right,
yeah.
Queen, that was all you had. I didn't want to cut you off if you, you have
no,
more
you
want to throw out.
That's
there.
All I had
you
to
good?
Say
okay.
In reference
that's
to
what's
it because
up.
I was like, I don't want it like I get how people feel about him as a legend, but at the same time, you got to look at the bigger picture of what really used to happen back in the day and what people try to sweep under the rug. Like I said, it's literally a picture. Everybody in there with Aaliyah. Aaliyah was done dirty. Everybody knows this. No matter how you look at it, everybody know Aaliyah was done dirty by her family, by the people she was around, everything. Everybody did her dirty. So with that being said, almost everybody is getting bit in the butt
Jay-Z literally undercut Dame Dash. That's what ended up happening. First he did it with Aaliyah, then he did it with The Business. That's literally what happened with Dame Dash and Jay-Z. That's why Dame Dash to this day hates Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
And to add on to what she's saying, one of my partners, Mr. Black, who was with So Delk, that's from here, he helped write some songs on the Aaliyah album. And y'all can see him in some of the videos with Aaliyah. You know what I'm saying? So she didn't write none of her songs on the album either. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to put that out there too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
y'all really breaking it down for me, because I came into the situation feeling one way, and now that the facts are presented, and some that I know myself, is just like, damn, I guess that was the naivete of me. You understand what I'm saying? But I just feel like when you got that much money, nigga, go buy you some pussy. You should be able to buy whatever the fuck you want to get. You can buy it. You know, whatever you want. Whatever your preference is. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that on some real shit. Like, I'm going to buy it.
But it seems, but in that picture, I ain't mean to cut you off, bro.
But in that picture,
and if you hear Dane and some of their words, it seemed like all of them was fighting over Aaliyah. You know what I'm saying? And Kelly kind of like, well, shit, I done went in without a condom. So y'all goddamn, you know, y'all dead. Now, that's what it seemed like. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all remember Jay-Z was on the first. You know what I'm saying? And Dane backed up off of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
No.
It was Dane on the first.
Dane was on her first.
Dane was literally seriously about her, and then Jay-Z tried to undercut.
Right.
That's what really happened.
Right. That's right.
So he really wanted to marry her.
He used to always steal Dane girls, though. I thought I heard that before, too. Like, he always... Well, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, because he didn't know how to get girl. Dane was the one pulling.
Jay-Z was one of those dudes that could not really get people like that.
Exactly.
He was. He didn't have the game.
I'll see you.
No disrespect, James, but he really didn't have the game. For people that basically used to talk about him back in the day, he really didn't have the game.
His name was Sean Carter. He stole his name from Jazz, the one he got his style from. Jazz, the rapper. The one Jazz O. His name is Sean Carter. His name, he stole everything he stole from somebody. He was rapping like that at first. That nigga won the
first.
Hey, Rock, am I lying, Rock?
Hey, Hawaiian Sophie, bro.
They were rapping fast,
trying to be Twista and shit, you know. Uh-huh. And then
he got with Jazz. Jazz was the one selling the drugs and wearing the chains and shit like that. And Jazz put him on.
Got him. Yep. All of this is allegedly everything that happened.
That's what's up.
Some of this shit ain't religious. Some of this shit ain't religious. God damn it, you know what I'm saying? That's the technical term. You know what I'm saying? When you in a courtroom, allegedly, but now some of this shit happened, bro. You know what I'm saying? Too many people coming out talking.
All right, we're gonna keep it moving.
It was somebody
I'm loving the conversation.
People were getting mad because they was like, "Why the accuser won't show who she is?" I was like, "Would you show who you are, considering how much money these folks have and how many people they have supposedly made either sick and disappear?"
I ain't look at it that way. It makes zero sense.
I get why they doing it that way. But at the same time, I get why somebody go, they should show their face, they big about to make that type of allegation. Do you not know how many people have allegedly disappeared under that person alone? And I ain't talking about Diddy.
Yep.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it makes so it kind of, I get what you're saying, but at the same time, I understand why she did it the way she did. But I'm not gonna lie. I do have this loop though. I forgot about it. The lawyer that she supposedly has. Now I don't know about that though. I feel kind of iffy about she may should chose a different lawyer. Because allegedly this lawyer supposedly sent a letter of blackmail to Jay-Z before. But it wasn't so blackmailing, but it was kind of blackmailing, demanding the money or something.
Yeah.
But then now he's coming around, so allegedly now suing for sexual assault, whatever, of a minor years ago for this same person, for a person now. And now I'm like, is it like, is the lawyer doing this just to get money? Because that's where I came into part where it may be an iffy situation. But other than that, everything
They got a vendetta going on. They want to. They want to take Jay down, bro. For real.
They really do. But I'm not gonna lie. I'm not surprised because honestly, after Diddy, I did automatically think they were coming out to him next. That's why he went into hiding and started.
I mean, a lot of people did.
Pay attention. He went into hiding. He went into real hiding. Like, for instance, all of a sudden you start seeing more of the daughter. All of a sudden now it's the premieres of the daughter. It's them never going anywhere no more. Like, they usually show up in certain places. And then if they do show up in certain places, it's always some in reference now to only a good name for them.
All right.
Ms. Kia's shutting it down on Ground Hard Radio, but I want to roll back real quick because somebody was back there trying to put trying to take that Christmas tree out, nigga. I told y'all after Thanksgiving we're gonna put that whole up. I heard you dragging that bitch out that closet. You know what I'm saying? So dear future microphone, but go ahead and get the tree and shit. You know, if I was over that nigga, I might would have helped you, but I just had to say that. But Queen, you wrong. Queen, you preaching, I appreciate that. You know, y'all really opening the perspective up for me because it's just like, okay, damn, I was totally being naive, you know, so. But some shit brewing. Kill, we appreciate that, King. We do got to keep this thing moving on down the panel, and I want to throw it to the main man, Dope Ass Music, Mr. Team No Filter. What's your thoughts on the topic, boss? Because I know you got an opinion, Dope.
All right. So first, we all know them niggas that they're out of high school, but what do? They cruise around the high school, picking up little girls, right? We all know them niggas, right? We seen them. We also seen in Belly.
Damn, I feel bad. I ain't pick up little girls, but I did roll back to the school, the seniors. But go ahead, though. Damn, I'm just saying.
I
thought that was normal.
In Belly. I'm just saying, in Belly, what was Tommy doing to the young girl? You see what I'm saying? Nobody was outraged by that scene. I'm just saying. But on top of that, Jay-Z, we know what you was doing to Foxy Brown. I was just getting ready to say that, bro.
That too.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. What you think? Yeah, we know what you. You would get Nas spilled the beans. Yeah,
another one.
I completely believe that Jay-Z was over there because remember it's not like he was a good looking nigga, so he had to get what he could get. His money is what gets him.
Well, money, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, money make him get out.
He was on Beyonce when she was 16. He was on Aaliyah when she was 14. He was on Foxy Brown when she was 15. Come on, man. I 100% believe it.
Mm-hmm. And Dope, I can't say what it was Foxy Brown posted on Instagram, but she did post something that seemed like she was alluding to something. So I feel you on that.
Yeah. She came out and told it. She came out and told it. You know what I'm saying? I think it was an interview. She came out and told it. You know what I'm saying? She said her and Jay-Z, they used to get it in.
And she told everybody, you know, how Jay-Z was packing and all that old bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So she told it.
My only issue is, this is where Jay-Z was actually right, right? The issue is, why are you going to go, I don't understand why these people only go after him civilly and not criminally, right? That's my issue. All right, cool. That was 20 years ago. All right, you're now damn near 40.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
You broke. You're down on your luck. Which you need some money. I don't. If I'm a 13, 14 year old girl, I'm not even gonna say if I'm a girl. Let me say my daughter. My daughter comes to me and says, "Dad, this dude whoopie whoop whoop whoop," and she didn't want it. Now there's a difference between her wanting. I'm gonna beat her ass and I'm gonna beat his ass if she wanted it. But if she didn't want it, I'm beating his ass, and we're going down to the police station, and we're going to get that kit. And
There's
no way you can have sex with a human being and not leave no DNA. Don't let them mm-hmm. movies fool you. There's no way you can have sex with a human being and not leave some type of DNA.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know what I mean? And then, like I said, I don't care if a 13-year-old wants it or a 14-year-old wants it. As a grown-ass man, what the fuck
man,
are you going to do with a 13, 14? I could barely tolerate a 21-year-old.
Exactly, Joe. You feel where I'm coming from?
Exactly. After the conversation, after about 5 minutes of conversation, they don't know how to. They barely know how to clean themselves. Right? I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I don't understand how y'all fucking pedophiles y'all do it. I don't know, but all I know is Jay-Z 100% did that shit. Maybe not with that 13-year-old. But definitely there was some 13-year-olds involved. Cause
I see where you come from.
The minute I found out that R. Kelly was over there humping on Aaliyah, I threw 12 play out. Rubbing on her booty with her with that video with her, him and Lil Kim. I kept that one. I ain't gonna lie, I kept that one in my. But that's the only one I play. Rubbing on my booty.
No doubt.
And I'm out.
All right.
Oh, I'm gonna say
just
this.
Like that.
I'm gonna add on.
Go ahead, Vic. Go ahead. No, I would say go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say. I still fuck with R. Kelly music. He's the best R&B singer that ever lived. Like I don't give a fuck. I would listen to his music. I ain't gonna let what nobody do stop me from fuck that. I ain't gonna knock a person if they say they like R. Kelly music because. He's the fucking greatest. This shit is, if you say his shit whack, you and your feelings about what he did. That ain't got nothing to do with music. So I'm not going that far with it. That motherfucker can sing. That motherfucker.
Carter, to add to that, it's been plenty of celebrity musicians, you know what I'm saying, that was on dope, that was on ecstasy. That was on cocaine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Jimi Hendrix and all that old bullshit, but we still gonna jam they fucking music because it's about the music. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. I give you one to add on to that. Elijah Muhammad was messing with a 12-year-old. You see, he got a whole damn Nation of Islam. So, you know what I mean? It's a lot of people human because in other countries, you know, people be, you know, they married to like 9 and 10 years. Ain't no age limit in other countries. So, you know, we got, it's an American thing too. So, you know, that's what we got to deal with over here. So, you know, I'm not with it because I got daughters, but I can't crucify a person. As a human, as you know, because, you know, I done been in the penitentiary. I ain't been for that shit, but as far as making mistakes, it's fucked up penitentiary, but, you know, you can get swindled over some pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you might be like, tomorrow I'm going to wake up and fuck with a little girl. You know, that's fucked up. You know, if it's meditated, you know, premeditated, tomorrow I'm about to go fuck with some young girl. Now, you're a fucked up individual.
Right.
But if you in the club and y'all fucked up and everybody fucked up and you assume everybody the limit, like how you, if you in here, you got to be goddamn, because we got the security guard out there. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be legal. So, you know, I'm fucked the hell up to smith the rings. I'm about to leave the club. I can't jack my dick tonight, excuse my language. You know what I'm saying? I got to fuck something. So, damn, who them girls is like that? Show that. Hey, how old you is? Shit. Matter of fact, what nigga asking the girl how old they is, first of all? You know what I mean? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That ain't no lying a motherfucker's gonna use. You know what I mean? Because if you gotta ask that, you gotta ask a girl that, then you shouldn't even holler at her. You know what I'm saying? So, it's crazy. You know what I mean? If you holler at the girl, you gotta ask how old.
No, you preaching your
own. For real. So, you know, we get caught up. I ain't never get caught up. You know, I might have hit a girl that was young and didn't know. You know what I mean? But, you know, she was in the club. She was in a grown atmosphere. Nobody I knew who was with me said, boy, you messing with that young ass girl. Never, ever in my whole 48 years. So, you know what I'm saying? Shit. It can happen. You know, whether she would have been like, oh, fuck that. That nigga ain't give me no money. He raped me. You know what I mean? What? You know what I mean? That's how shit happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shit. So,
but that's what I'm
mean,
saying. I mean, motherfuckers throwing cases around like it's a regular 9-to-5 these days. You ain't even got to go to work. Shit, just say a nigga fuck with you, try to touch on you, on your side or some shit. Bitch. Say something, you know. So, it's crazy. I guess just because I look at him like that's that nigga. You understand what I'm saying? And I like what he represents. And I will say this too, team. Maybe what really bothered me, because when this all came out, like, I don't know who said it, said that the young girl, like, I didn't even know she was the voice in that movie, the Mufasa movie or whatever the case may be. And, I mean, I don't know how old she is. She looked like she's 13. So, as a father, you know, if you got those type of allegations going against you and you got a whole fucking family, and, like, I mean, how would that make a nigga feel? But, again, it is the entertainment industry. And I've been saying this since day one. The one thing about it, Coda ain't no fool. You're here to entertain. You know what I'm saying? Niggas just entertain a little bit.
Yeah, right.
And that's just 100.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about that's all across the board, whether you in radio, acting, a rapper, R&B. Yeah. I'm good. I'd rather stay independent. I don't want no parts of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. All right. Y'all had done got me going for a minute. Got them the beat cut off and everything. We got to keep this thing
going. Nah, you're right, though.
Yeah, hot conversation.
Yeah,
and they say the little baby was the voice in the movie. And, nigga, if you doing some shit like that, like, nigga, you failed as a father, you know, let alone just a person. Like, that's fucked up.
Right. Right.
But like Carter did say, I like how he said, you know, I guess you innocent until you're proven guilty, you know. So I got to just see what's gonna happen next with the rest of America. I felt like we took over dope whole fucking part, but it's all good. We're gonna keep it moving and we're gonna throw it to Razor, then to 305. Razor, what's your thoughts, broski?
I mean, y'all really nailed everything except for this one part that I want to throw out there. I feel like if they're going to go after all of these black entertainers, they need to start going after some of these label CEOs that's empowering these entertainers to do all this crazy shit. They need to put them boys on the chopping block, too.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
They need to do just like how they did, young.
CEOs stepping down. They were stepping down
just like when
a couple months ago.
Nah, don't let them step down. Let the motherfucker step in the courtroom.
Nah, some of them they did take out.
Right.
But guess what? They swept them under the rug. You don't hear about them in the news. Like,
yeah, we need to hear that.
Because they definitely did, like Harvey Weinstein and stuff. They did get that nigga and all them other ones. But guess what? Like I said, they quietly sweep the white ones under the rug when they make a bitch and stuff versus
you
the black ones.
QC.
Nah, they need to expose them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
you
boy QC.
Yeah, I agree.
Keep that same energy with them, too.
With everybody. I agree. Yeah, yeah, yep.
That's all I'm saying. Keep that same energy.
That's some 100 shit. Yeah, that's some 100 shit there.
Mm-hmm.
That's that.
right, we got Terror in the building. So, Broski, if you want to throw something out there, man, after I throw it to Cobra, you can, if you, you want to chime in, you can definitely do that. So, just let you know you still patched in. Cobra, what's your thoughts on the topic, Broski?
You know, man, I would have to say, in the words of the late, great Machiavelli, the Don, I'm a bad boy killer. Jay-Z died too, looking out for my beat, nigga, when I find you. See, I've never been a Jay-Z fan, man. In my opinion, I always thought that he was overrated. And actually, me and the dude was about to get into a fight one night. I didn't know who this motherfucker was, but he kept saying Jay-Z was the best. And I said, no, Pop, Machiavelli the Don is the best. You know what I'm saying? So we kind of went back and forth. But what I will say is that the key players in the game, y'all mentioned some of the record label execs, Clive Davis, Jimmy Iovine, David Geffen, and Lior Cohen, is some of the key players in the industry that has known that stuff has been going on for quite some time. With this whole Aaliyah thing, you know, I was out around the time. I met the Brat at a club one night when she first came out, and that was like a couple years before Aaliyah got on the plane and crashed. But if I look back at Destiny's Child, in order to position yourself in the industry to move up, somebody's got to go. You got to eliminate. You can't never add. You got to eliminate somebody. So when the plane crashed, Beyonce was the next one to blow up. And in the industry, they pick and choose of who they want you to get with. You saw Kanye West with Kim Kardashian. The powers that be put them together. That's not, they really wasn't in love.
That's interesting.
The powers that be put them together. You know what I'm saying? So in order to get powerful, you got to roll with powerful people. So you notice how Rihanna, who was signed to Roc Nation, kind of took the back seat when Beyonce came on the scene. Beyonce and Taylor Swift are the two most selling women, pop stars, probably in the history of music right now, and definitely in the modern era. Okay, but when you look at R. Kelly, you know, Diddy, you know, a couple, and even Russell Simmons, you figure Kanye West. I don't respect somebody who's not original with their rhymes, because I was disappointed to even hear about my boy Ice Cube. I grew up listening to Ice Cube. But once I found out about Jay-Z, too, not being original and stealing people's style and image and raps and all that, I was like, nah, I didn't. I still think Nas won the battle between them two. And if you listen to the song Brooklyn's Finest, he was with Biggie, and he was dissing Pac, talking about Faith Evans. He said, yeah, Faith had twins, she would have two Pocs. Get it, two Pocs. Like, he was still married to her at the time. Big was. You know what I'm saying? So it just goes to show what's really crazy. And then you look at R. Kelly. R. Kelly and Jay-Z was both on tour together. The best of both worlds. They fell out because of money and what happened with Aaliyah and all of that. Because all of them's been around. Look at your boy Ray J. Ray J was implicated with Whitney Houston. You know what I'm saying? Something was implicated with Michael Jackson's death. We already know that Tupac, and it's interesting that we're talking about this, because me and my homeboy was talking about last night about this whole topic. And he asked me, he said, well, why did they kill Big? And I said, this is why they killed Big, because the dudes that were paid to put the hit out on Pac wasn't paid all their money. So they put the hit out on Big as a payback. But to me, I always question, I know I'm jumping around, but I always question guys.
Yeah, because you're wrong about Ice Cube. Ain't nobody
was
writing for Ice Cube. Ice Cube was writing for NWA and Easy. So you're wrong about that.
See, I know that I'm jumping around, but what I'm saying is,
yikes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just going off the research. I'm just going off the research.
We'll do Cube right there.
You know what I'm saying?
Cube went to court by that.
All I'm saying is, man, is I just always thought there was something sneaky about Jay-Z. Like, I never really trusted him. You know what I'm saying? That was just my opinion. We all got one. You know, but
I see you.
I just feel like that, you know, there's key players that are going down. And if all these women and little boys that are being saying that these high-profile celebrities is doing this, then they definitely need to go to jail. And I don't think as the black community should give them a pass, because if my daughter came to me and said, hey, Dad, you know, this dude touched me or he forced me to do something, I'm probably going to go see him, but not by myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't play around like that. But I always question dudes who couldn't get women their own age. But I feel like that, you know, this is kind of like a distraction, because every time Trump does something, it's like everybody kind of blows that off. But when Jay-Z or somebody black does something, it's just this big hoorah, you know. So I don't like that part of it, you know what I'm saying? But all I'm saying is I just hope if he is implicated in this, I just hope that he's brought to justice regardless of who he is. A lot of people wound up dead. If you look at all the people that are gone because of these guys. Now they're coming after them.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So you reap what you sow. But yeah, man, eventually you're gonna get paid back, man, you know, and that's all I gotta say about it, you know what I'm saying? Room.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. Before we throw it to our resident DJ Sergeant Raw, Tara, did you wanna get in there real quick? Did you wanna put anything out there on the topic?
See, for me, you know, like, I'm going to say this, you know, motherfucker, innocent until proven guilty. You know, I don't know, I wasn't there, and I don't know the person saying it, you know, I don't know him. So for me, it's innocent until proven guilty. But what I will say is this,
right.
The ones that are getting found guilty of it for messing with, you know, whatever child they're messing with, where were the parents? Like,
good question, bro.
They don't have, like what y'all had going on? Let's talk to y'all, too, because if this been going on, y'all probably know this was going on, so what y'all was accepting to keep this quiet? I'm just saying, like, let's talk to some of these parents, too. I'm talking about if it's been going from 13 to where you, like, 40-something now, then somebody was getting paid. Somebody was getting popped off.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, I just want to tell you real quick. Did DJ Sergeant Rock?
What's happening?
Hey, guess who started talking about Jay-Z first, though, bro? And I know you know.
Who?
Your boy Pimp C, cuz.
Caught a song.
Yep. Pimp C. Yep. Pimp C. Pimp C said it now. He did that. He said it. Pimp C said it. And where's Pimp? He's dead in the ground. You feel what I'm saying? That's crazy. Yep. But, you know, it is what it is. Like I say, all right, man, can I go now, Jit? You know what I'm saying?
Can I
get this shit off my chest? You know,
yeah, go ahead. No introduction
needed.
Please go.
I've been waiting to say this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, man.
So,
and I ain't mean to put it like that, but go ahead, bro. Get it out.
I'm going to say this shit like this, man. Look here. Since we were little kids and we were growing up, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, you need to stop.
Our parents and grandparents, they told us about that Hollywood shit. You know what I'm saying? It's in all the old school movies, Cadillac Records and all the old school movies, Ray and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? They showing you that this is Hollywood. This is the celebrity life. This is what's going on. This is the lifestyle. If you're going to be in this lifestyle, then you got to do this and do that and do this and do that. You know what I'm saying? I think it's all on some Illuminati shit. You know what I'm saying? Because the powers that be, when they want to get rid of your ass, they know how to erase your ass and make it seem like it was an accident or you overdosed in a hotel room and shit. You know what I'm saying? Look at all these entertainers that done died in hotel rooms. You see what I'm saying? That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And then can't none of them tapes come up
from when Whitney Houston got killed, Pimp C got killed, and none of these tapes from these hotels is pulling up. You know what I'm saying? So that lets you know the power that be got a strong hold on a whole lot of shit in this industry. You know what I'm saying? Look at DMX. He died. You know what I'm saying? And I love DMX. You know what I'm saying? And I knew they was going to come for him. You want to know how I know? Because he kept talking about God. You know what I'm saying? If you talk about God, they going to shut your motherfucking black ass down. You know what
I'm saying? Dirty Bastard did the same thing. You're right.
You know what I'm saying? We can't talk about God no more. Get the fuck out of here, man. That's crazy. But you can talk about all the pervertedness that goes on because it goes on. All the LGBTQ communities, they done ran over Hollywood. They done took over Hollywood. That's why back in the days they used to call that shit Hollyweird. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit is weird. You know what I'm saying? That's some weird-ass shit to be doing, man. You know what I'm saying? And I want to send a shout-out to all the victims of these motherfucking bullshitting-ass niggas, you know what I'm saying, with power and money and think they run something. Nah, you will never make more money than these white folks. I'm sorry to tell you, you can call it what you want. You can say, the liquor company discriminated against me because I'm black. They won't let me own my own shit. Duh, you will never own your own shit, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's the entertainment lifestyle that you chose to get into. It's your fucking fault. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z fucking with Foxy Brown when she was young for her to get on. Do you know, ain't no nigga like the one I got. No one can bump you better. That's they first motherfucking song and hit together.
That he
and
wrote.
She was young then. And she came out and told them how Jay-Z would give her money, woo-woo, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, they started having sex and shit. You know what I'm saying? But that's the type of shit that goes on. Everybody's perverted behind closed doors, bro. It ain't the only one. And guess what? Newsflash. I'm on my Pimp C shit. Newsflash. We just found out today that DJ Khaled is gay and has been gay.
Ooh.
Now.
Wow.
I kind of been knew that.
No, not DJ Khaled.
All right. But you see where I'm going with it. You know what I'm saying? This is the type of perverted shit that these crackers like because they could hem these niggas up on some bullshit.
Whoa. Okay.
All right. Well, shit, it's ending in 2025, so I guess shit, throw it
and
all out. But back
and
in the day, I couldn't say that word.
I'm sorry.
I got offended from the long talk.
I'm sorry.
Y'all ain't never let me know that shit,
I'm
down.
Sorry, white
that was the first year.
I'm sorry, white people.
It's all good. But if it was me, boy, I would have been roasted.
I'm just saying that. This the type of shit that goes on.
I feel where you coming from. Trust me.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm
tired of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it seems like when it comes time to take a black man down, everybody's at odds with taking a black man down. Even some of the niggas. You know what I'm saying? They love it when a black man fail. You know what I'm saying? And I don't understand that. Like, why would you want to see your people fail? You supposed to be there to, hey, Puff, you shouldn't be doing that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z, I know these niggas are scared of you and shit, but I ain't scared of you, bro. And you need to stop that shit, you know what I'm saying, for something happen to you. You see what I'm saying? Niggas ain't got no morals no more, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And that's fucked up, man. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up. Trill, mob, boom.
All right, well, team, I feel like we got it all off our chest tonight. I think we said what needed to be said. You know, I mean, we all in agreement.
Yep. For sure.
We chopped that motherfucker up.
All right, we got it.
I want to hear these calls. I want to hear these callers too. You know what I'm saying? We do got the 839 area code on the switchboards. You know, it's lit over here, Ground Hard Radio. On chat rooms, all that shit, man. Make sure you get to groundhardradio.com. We got a all new episode coming up this Thursday. Team, I think we should pay some bills real quick. Let's get into some music. You know what I'm saying? Take a little intermission. And now, I want to throw it to the R&B gangster Razor. Whatever you want to get into, bro, so we can definitely do that. Is it Royal from Midnight?
Uh-oh.
Damn, J. After that topic, you want a world premiere?
Yeah, that's how we got to do. We got to go in, that motherfucker.
hey, get sex on these niggas, man. Get sex on these niggas, man. Fuck these niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here we go.
Sergeant Rock said do it, so I'm finna motherfucking do it. Sergeant Rock said do it today.
True.
All right, well, Jay, let's do this premiere, man. This is my latest release. It'll be coming out on December 25th on Christmas. This is Cuffin' Season with me featuring Christina J. Y'all know I don't do ballads too much, but I had to do something a little different for the holidays. So y'all fuck with this one, Cuffin' Season.
R&B. It's R&B on Ground Hard Radio. Goddamn it, what the fuck y'all thought? Hip hop R&B.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
It's your girl, Miss Chief, and you're now listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that knob all the way up. Let's get lit.
Yeah.
Grind Hard Radio.
Hey, I just want to sing a little bit, you feel me?
Right.
The weather's getting cold, and summer's come and gone. It's time to pull them blankets out and get them sweaters ready. Start the Swiss Miss in the cabinet, and the air is getting heavy. And watch the leaves fall down and change colors. You can feel the air cooling all around. It's just for us. It's coming, leaving all over again. And ain't no better reason to go to lovers from friends. It's coming season all over again, and ain't no better reason to go to lovers from friends. It's coming season again. It's coming season again.
Definition of a real good thing. Hot girl, summer was too long. Shut out the world, we locked in. For real love, you gotta put time in. I feel like my wishes are granted. Cause baby, all I ever wanted was your love. Ooh, for you to show me I'm enough. Ooh, protect my heart but hit it rough. Lock me down, baby, I'm cuffed up.
It's coming, leaving.
Oh, yeah.
All over again.
All over again. Yeah.
And ain't no better reason.
Better reason.
To go to lovers from friends.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming, leaving. It's cuffin' season again.
that shit in on chat rooms. Stop playing with Grown Hard Radio, nigga. This our shit. Motherfucker.
Yeah,
we
that shit. Fire.
We the motherfuckers are,
fire.
Nigga. The fuck?
Yeah,
that's real.
Like the motherfuckers.
That's real shit, Bill.
I love
for real, for real. Nigga.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. I just say this too, Razor. Love Jones will be real proud of you. You really set me in for Love Jones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, rest in peace to my brother, man. All right, Carter, you took me back with that one, bro. All right, that's what's up. All right.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, Love Jones, man. It's hard to feel. Razor did that.
Yeah,
hey,
appreciate
man.
It.
Who played
that, was my motherfucking
brother. Acoustic guitar?
Oh, no, I found that beat. That's that was produced by No 30, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Okay.
Rock be on his shit.
Yeah, he don't
man,
play. Rock don't play that shit.
Yeah,
no,
no, he be on his shit.
That shit dope, man. I'm
that
talking about,
track,
I haven't heard an acoustic track. I'm talking about without the beat, without the 808s, without everything. I haven't heard a song like that in a long time, bro. You, hey, bro, big ups, bro. You doing
it's
your
gym
R&B
right here,
shit,
man.
Bro. For real, bro.
Yeah,
that's
man, y'all
jewel,
fuck with that for the
jewel.
Holidays, man. Specifically for the holidays, y'all fuck with that.
Well, we fucking with that. It
out.
Ain't got to be the holidays. Every
right.
day is cutting the season around. It's
I got $40, goddamn. Who we cover, goddamn?
Right.
What we got?
Mm-hmm. Sideways, she playing the way she needs to be. But yeah, we cuffing season all day long.
Hell
yeah.
Yo.
You can be ugly. You can be fat. I ain't picking no more. As
hey,
long
Carter.
As you goddamn got some money, huh?
Hey, Carter, how Pimp C say? Tramps like the fuck for $40 in the club.
I mean, it come in handy, boy. Let me tell you something. Don't never get too above it. Don't ever get too above it. You know, that's what I'm coming in. Yeah. All right. So, fellas, before we get into some more music, I do want to shout out our sister, Miss Chief. The queen is off tonight. You know what I'm saying? So I want to say salute. Kia had to get up out of here a little early. You know what I'm saying? So we just want to salute to the queens of Grind Hard Radio. Yeah, definitely check them out, grindhardradio.com. Fuck with your girl, Miss Chief, on graphics and the music. You know what I'm saying? It's streaming everywhere. You know, so salute. I think we need to keep this thing moving, man. Let's get into another track. Possibly a Royal Premier. You never know. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I do want to throw it to Cartamafioso. Let's keep the music flowing. Broski. Anything you want to get into, we can definitely do that. What you got for us?
All right. Did you ever get that updated version of Born to Exist?
You threw me off with that, but I believe so. I believe I do. You threw me off with that one.
You know, I'm very spontaneous and very spontaneous. You know what I mean? If you got it, because I think I requested one, I wanted one one time and you ain't have it, so I wanted to, you know, ask you before I requested it. Then you got it.
I don't see it off rip, broski, but we got everything else that you want. You know what I'm saying? We'll have to run,
okay.
run with it. Yeah, yeah.
So let's stick to the
send
world.
Send me the details in the chat.
Because I ain't want Razor to think I'm in competition with him or nothing, but let's do this world premiere. let's do this Wait On It remix.
And see, you gonna take me through all that shit, bro. Nigga, you could have just taken that first part.
Yeah, because you got me on the last show when I fell asleep. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get you back some kind of way.
What the fuck you talking about, nigga? Broski.
Bruh. Talk about he said
You got me, bro. But go ahead and introduce that shit, bro. We got it.
Okay, this is a new exclusive. If y'all heard that, Jeremiah and Chris Brown, you know, I'm the king of the remixes. So this is a remix of Wait on the Remix with Jeremiah and Chris Brown. This is Cotto Mafioso version, live on Grind Hard Radio. Let's get it.
Hey, yo, what's the deal, man? What's the good neighbor, Peter Lay the Boss? You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that shit up.
Well,
just to
This is what I was going to say. So in that part of the interview, this is, you can go check it out if anybody want to check it out. That was his response. He said, well, why do you feel that way? He said that because people's attention spans is so short. And that's the only part of the interview that I did not like that he said that. You know what I'm saying? So why? I feel you when you say that, Rock, because that's what I was like, well, damn, I mean, yeah, it is short, but not for everybody. You understand what I'm saying? Because
if you think about it, I ain't going to cut you out, but if you think about it, if you tell somebody to listen to you, if you tell somebody, man, listen to my new song, they going to listen to the hook and the first little bit of your verse. After that first verse, they going to start talking. Man, what we doing tonight? What we going to eat? People don't sit and listen to the song like we used to. And read the back of the CD covers and all that shit. People in there, you know, so I just move with the time, you know. Stop me from backing. Yeah. You know, I used to stack on my vocals. You know, I used to do both of my vocals twice. Now I say, nah, if you got a good mic and you don't have to stack no more. So I was like, okay, cool. So a lot of the shit I'm doing, I'm adapting to this new shit. You know what I'm saying? They like, man, they're not going to play it on the radio if it's over 4 minutes. You know what I mean? So that's why I just shut my shit up. You know what I mean?
I see. You know, I see. And I feel like everybody have valid points. But that is what kind of, I was like, well, damn, hold up now. I don't know. But, you know, it is what it is. And I like it.
Right.
I love it. You know what I'm saying? So,
right, they trying to turn everybody into robots and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what
but
I think.
I always did mine like that though since the show started. I always had little small ass radio skits.
Right.
The whole thing is.
But Carter, you're an MC. You are an MC, you know what I'm saying? So I can see why you do that, you know what I'm saying? You get off your little one verse, and then you out of there, and then plus you on top of somebody else's beat. So you can't claim it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I understand what you're doing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was just saying that, you know, for a bunch of motherfuckers to say, everybody in the world got a short attention span.
That's opinionated.
And then coming from that nigga, it was coming from him, you know. And what the song? Only song I know from Boss Man, the ass perfect, baby. I don't even know all the words to it, nigga, because you were going so fast.
Ass.
Yeah. So yeah.
Mm-hmm,
that's yeah.
All, mm-hmm. I got to remix
song,
that
know.
Shit.
I'm like, I
verse better than his on my shit. So, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm really doing.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm going to take it back how I started.
Yeah.
I used to, if y'all don't remember, I had songs with them actually on the song with me. And I had my verse on the end of their shit. That's how I used to do them. People used to actually think I was on the song with them. I'm going to do one of them and show y'all, you know, how I can really, you know, get creative with this shit. I just be fucking around. So, you know what I mean?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Have some fun.
Let's ride.
You know what I mean? For the new year, pop in. Let's have some fun.
You did?
You know?
That's what's up.
Right.
That's what's up.
Wait till you hear that updated Born to Exist, though. Woo. Well, I'm mixed the hell out of that motherfucker. Thank you, that.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Trill.
All right, now. Check that out. All right, so check this out, T-Ball. Before we get into the Shits and Giggles segment with your boy Raze, man, get into one more track before we do that. I want to throw it to your boy Cobra Immortal. Whatever you want to get into right now, bro, so we can definitely do that. What you got for us?
Trill.
All right, big broski. We're gonna do what DJ Rock said to play. We're gonna go ahead and get into the Critical, which is one of the new singles coming from my new upcoming album, coming 2025, critically acclaimed. Let's get it, GHR.
We gonna get that shit. Goddamn, but everybody throwing me for a loot tonight. This is what we were from tonight, nigga. But let's get it, Cobra Immortal, Critical, take off. Damn, Rock.
Yeah. You know what it be, man? It's your boy, C.I. Yeah. Man, I'm locked and loaded. Man, I ain't even worried about y'all, man. You know who I am? Man, it's critical for y'all.
Man, y'all looking pitiful. Tell me, dog, what we gonna do?
I am the one who knocks.
I'ma hit him with the tech. Like an NBA ref. Fry you up like a chef. Yeah, rappers watch your step. Henry Cable with the seal. Aiming at my target. Rappers in my sight. They know that I'm the hardest. Family members are fake. They're praying for my demise. When I started rapping, I see the hate in their eyes. The suckers knew I was a dude. I'm ripped like a rude. Better watch yourself before I take you to school. Ain't nobody out there stopping me. Ain't nobody out there harder than me. People out there wanna stop me. No, no, you better pop me. Hit them up with the K. I'ma take them up. Hit them like a jump shot. Cause you know that I'ma get hot. Hit them up like Pac. Rest in peace to my niggas. Hit them up with the AK. Man, I blast them niggas. I ain't talking about that. I ain't hold nothing back. I'm the king of this rap. You know it be like that.
Man, I kept telling y'all, you know that it's critical for you rappers, man. I ain't afraid of none of y'all, you heard me?
I am the one who knocks.
That's what we gonna do.
Yeah. I'ma hit up with the track. Bass gonna be bumping. Watch out for CI. Man, you know that I'm coming. Different strokes like I'm drumming. Beat 'em up like a drummer. Play 'em up like a flute. Better watch what you do. Make 'em slip like oil. Man, I'm hot like fire. I'm the king of this rap shit. Yeah, you know I'm a sire. Get the bag like money. I don't give a damn. Wrap 'em up like a money. Hit 'em up with the sand. Put 'em down on the block. No one never gonna stop. Do my name, I'm a hustle. Till I get to the top. I ain't worried about your niggas. I ain't worried about your marks. I'ma eat 'em, I'm up. Just like a shark. Man, you know that I'm not weak. Crystal City where I'm bound. Rolling with D-Verse. Yeah, you know we got the sound. Strike 'em out like a mound. Cause you know I'm a pitcher. Better watch yourself. You know I'm going to get you.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. It's your boy, C.I. Critical for y'all. Lego.
Hey, yo, what's the deal, man? It's the good neighbor, Peter Lay, the boss. You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that shit up.
We ready, Rave?
Yeah.
We ready.
I got some bullshit. Nah, I got some bullshit. I actually got three of them, but I'm gonna just go with this one and see.
Oh,
I want to throw this around.
I was muted the whole time. I did a whole monologue. God damn it, played the drop or whatever the case may be. I'm back in. God damn it, pass it to me real quick. We about to get into the shits and giggles segment with your boy 305 Razor. My bad.
Why the fuck fucking weird? Shits and giggles. Why the fuck are you such a queer? Shits and giggles. Why? Shits and giggles.
Just say he done did a whole goddamn monologue. Everything.
Yeah, I had shouted out over and everything. Ran Peter Lay little track was just talking. My shit was mute the whole time. But Ray,
hey, you know, I jumped right into action. I don't give a fuck.
You
I jumped right
sure
in.
You damn sure did, my Florida brother. Yeah, did. Yeah. Yeah, you did.
No,
yeah, me and Razor, we was the only ones talking on this bitch.
It's critical. God damn it. Shout out to Kobe. Go ahead, Ray.
Hey, but since it's just the fellas tonight, I'm going to throw this one out there. I want to know, could you date a female that's a massage therapist? Could you marry her? Could you date her? Could you be with her and have her coming home to you every night and she a massage therapist?
That's like saying that she was a fucking stripper. That's like saying that she was a fucking stripper.
Yeah, prostitute.
Hell yeah. I will. But she getting that bread. I ain't about feelings all the time.
You don't care nothing about that, Carter?
Nah, that love and shit don't get you no money, man. You gotta use them bitches sometimes.
Nah, it's not much. I would say in that perspective, Kate, but I definitely couldn't marry though. Now I'm gonna keep it 100. I get
he
you on that.
Date.
You on a
he
mission. You on a mission.
He said date.
You on a mission.
He said date. He said date. He said about five of us.
I said, could you date her? Could you marry her? Could you
marry
her? Like,
right.
How far could you go?
Right. And I said date. Yeah. I mean, I didn't say actually which one, but yeah, I fuck one. I done fuck with one before, but I mean, shit, I only been married one time in my whole life, so I ain't that type to kind of lock in with no female too close anyway. So I ain't go. I'm gonna go how far the money go. You know what I'm saying? Shit, when the money go, I'm gone. Shit, I'm out of that motherfucking money.
I don't care who she is, she gonna fuck.
You can be doing all you want to do, taking care of, she still gonna fuck somebody else. So that's how my attitude is with any female. So, you know, yeah, she bring that money to me, you know, better get that motherfucker.
Ray, I got a question. Shoot. Is she just, you know, massaging regular motherfuckers, or is she massaging like NFL and NBA niggas?
Leave them to go with that shit.
Hey, but you know how that goes though. Like normally,
I wouldn't give a fuck.
Normally they start off with the regular niggas, and then they get promotions to the NFL players and shit like that.
Okay, so she's my girl. Well, I'm fucking her until she gets to the NBA niggas. Once she gets to the NBA niggas, I'm cuffing her. She wifey. I'm not putting a ring on it, but I'm definitely going to spend some of them checks. We definitely spending checks.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas brave. I can't do it, man. I can't do it.
Man, chicken massage.
Nah,
dog. Let me put it out there though. So I got a coworker who we would just sit around talking and shit, and he just started talking to this girl, and she a massage therapist, and he say he took her out the Capitol Grill. They sitting at the restaurant. She getting messages and calls from clients asking if she available to come get him a massage, and it's fucking 9 o'clock at night.
Ooh. See, you said the key word right there. He took her out. See, he a duck sausage nigga anyway. See, she supposed to be taking him out. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck no. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be spending my money if she doing all that shit. Hell no.
And so he was asking me if he should have asked her to go Dutch after the situation. I was like, boy, I don't know if I would have been in your shoes.
I put it like this. It's somebody for everybody. I said it like that. You know, I will hey, to each his own. I ain't gonna knock it. If we get that, then shit.
I ain't gonna knock it. It's certain professions I just can't fuck with, though. Like, for me, personally.
Well, I mean, yeah. Cause, I mean, you almost saying she's a stripper. You know what I'm saying?
Or has the potential to be one. I mean, she rubbing on all kind of niggas' backs.
Yeah.
And
come on,
now.
Let's
and assholes and all of those shit.
Hey, that's like everybody on here. We all men. We can all of us say we done fuck at least one girl that everybody done said, oh, that's a hoe. That's a neighborhood hoe. Boy, you fucking with her now? Boy, sisters don't fuck with sisters. So it's the same shit to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't see it no bad thing to your manhood unless you getting pimped. Or how they say, simp or whatever.
Simp. Right, right.
You know?
Right.
But if that's your main lady and y'all got an understanding and she hold you down and you hold, it's plenty of people mad at this simple. I guess, you know, now, if you got a goddamn ghetto one like Dope said, just fucking doing the regular niggas, like, hell no, I ain't gonna marry you or nothing, you know. But if
right.
that's your business and you got your certification, you got the license, and you know, you elevating, you know, you got doctors and shit, we on the yacht, I got my own, you buy, you know, shit, hell yeah. You know, I'm thinking about the money at the end of the day, that's all.
Right.
Shit. You can.
I don't think I'm mature enough for that. I feel you, Carter. I feel you. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so what? You rub on niggas. I ain't even studying that shit. How much is you bringing to the table, bitch?
Yeah. I'm studying that shit. Yeah. Fuck that. There I'm studying that shit.
But hey, with that question, though, but and I mean, you a wife that at some point? I'm just asking. I'm asking a question. That's it.
Okay, Jit. Okay, if you know about this, she was doing this before you start fucking with her, would you keep it going? Or if you just found out she was doing the massage shit after you started catching
shit? I would keep it going either way, but what I'm saying is I ain't getting down on my knees opposed to this bitch not there on time. Like, I'm not asking her to marry me. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, business is business. Now, if it's a business arrangement, okay, that's what's up. But if you ain't getting married, yeah.
Babe.
If you're my wife, nah. And fellas, I'm not saying, I'm too jealous for that, first and foremost. You understand what I'm saying? So I get it when you on a mission, but that's not somebody I'm going to ask to be my wife. I'm too jealous for that. You fit, like the nigga say, you feeling on the nigga. I'm coming to work with you, God damn it, I'm coming in here too. I want to see what you're in here doing.
I can't do it.
Giving happy endings at the end of the fucking consultation. So you know.
I can't do it.
At the end of the day, Rays, I see where you coming from too, because I see
where you come from.
You been on all types of niggas, back and fronts and legs and feet and assholes and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I feel you too, Rays.
Yeah, I feel you too, Rays.
Let me ask you this,
you know.
Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. So you vibing with her and y'all everything Gucci, she a massage therapist. You come home and you say you had a long day, you ask for a back rub and she tell you I'm tired. You cool with that?
Hell yeah, because she already done put that stack on the goddamn table and done broke me off with my hair. So shit, I know when we wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You know, I might be on ground already or up any fucking way. You know what I mean? And shit, by the time she get ready to get up, I might be just winding down. Or waking up 2 or 3 in the morning to hit my blunt. And if she ain't giving no action by the end, or by the time we wake up by daybreak, then, you know, shit, I got some money. I'll be like, shit, you ain't leaving yet? Shit, I'll call somebody else to come in.
I'm going to tell you, I respect the fuck out of that now. Yeah, fuck that. Bitch, I got $1,000 on the dresser.
Yeah.
I got that. Let that rub me back. Yeah, I figured
out. Yeah, because Razor, because she shouldn't come in no house empty handed. If she been out all goddamn night rubbing on niggas' legs and shoulders, and she come in the house with no fucking money, you got the wrong motherfucking goddamn massage, girl.
You
know what I'm saying? I'm tired of taking care of girls. I'm tired. Every girl, my wife, my two baby mamas, I've been paying for everything. I'm trying. I need a bitch to get out there and go get that money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In my life right now.
I respect
that, boy.
I respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, Carter. When my coworker told me that shit, I told him, I say, man, I never look at her the same. Every time she lick her fingers, we eating. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck?
It's some Florida shit, Ray. I just can't do it.
I feel Ray's though, because Ray knows the situation. I'm just thinking on me. You know what I mean? So I ain't going against Ray, you know. I'm just thinking on me, you know,
no, you just going to get me.
He loves to do that.
Yeah, I've been hurt too many times, right? I done gave them girls my all. And I realized I came to my senses, no matter what I do or who she is or how church or whatever, she going to fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch going to fuck. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. When my dog told me he was out with
her, I ain't coming to your wedding, Carter. I ain't coming to the wedding, but I send you $40 because I'm not coming to your wedding. Well, go ahead, though.
Yeah, right.
I'm not coming.
Yeah, right. Hey, cuz, it's somebody out there for everybody. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's somebody out there for everybody. It's just the ones I've been running into. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been hitting on them.
Yeah, right, true. Get Razor to be your best
so
man.
Everybody
ain't coming, and I got $40
like
for and I cash out and let Razor
know.
Be the best man.
But just know, stupid. When you stop giving that girl stupid. Attention, that other nigga gonna get her attention.
That's his
question. Just know that. Y'all heard that?
Yo, we heard it, bro. We heard it. Loud and clear.
Start with the mind. Then you start paying them attention. That nigga get that attention.
Hey, what happened to C.I.? He ain't say nothing?
Yo, I'm still here. I'm just waiting to chime in, man. You know, I'm with you.
You ain't coming to the wedding either, nigga. Just saying. You ain't coming either, nigga. Where your $40?
No, I couldn't do it, man. I will say back in the late 90s or whatever, I dated a stripper for a bit, and that was crazy back in my day. So I already know about the wild rides of going over to East St. Louis at, you know what I'm saying, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, picking her up, you know, from the club, you know what I'm saying. But when you're young, you're wild and crazy. So that's what you live in and you learn. You feel me? But I couldn't see myself doing anything like that because the fact that she's already, you know what I'm saying, you know, doing shit, doing massages on other people and stuff, man. I don't see myself doing that, man. I'm gonna lay on back on that one.
They ain't got no morals, Cobra. They ain't got no morals these days. God damn it, you want to show the nigga all your shit?
Hey, it's a dirty job. Somebody got to do it.
Cobra say, fuck that shit. I'm going to lay on back on that one, boy.
And they talking about a right.
Hey,
they talking about my girl a right. She going to have to bring 5 rights for that. I don't want to see no right. One right.
It's
got to be fucked up.
Because if you think about it, okay, Ray, say if it was us, you know what I'm saying? Women to be saying the same goddamn shit, you know what I'm saying? Well, I can't fuck with him because he be doing massages on all types of women and shit, you know what I'm saying? He probably fucking them hoes. You feel what I'm saying? It'd be the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Be the same shit.
I ain't gonna lie. Like I hear Carter, but if she come in the house, she bringing 5 racks. Them 5 racks gonna have my mind going crazy. I'm gonna be like, man, what you did for them 5 racks, man?
You can't think like that, yeah, cause you got the money. You can't think like that.
I got to think like that, Carter. I got to.
Then you ain't gonna get no money like that, bro. Cause that's gonna stop your money. You know that one time you think. Hey, the one time you think like that, you gonna be like, nah, I don't want you to go tomorrow. You ain't going tomorrow. You know, you said it out to be like, and then when after you spend that money you got from that other night, you be like, damn, I should have let you go out that last night. I'm telling you, you don't want to fuck tomorrow. Because every 30 days, the bills do. Every 30 days. Remember that. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, you can keep breaking your neck, working overtime, taking other people's shifts and all that shit. Shit, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? You got a goddamn somebody that bringing it in for you, and you just fall back, and she cook it for you, and she gonna rub your muscles down so you won't cramp up or catch no horse leg while you fucking.
You know what, Carter? I kind of, now that you put it in that perspective, brother, I got you.
You
got to
look at the good thing about it.
I want to rub on this bike, baby. That was the whole point.
You know,
rub on this bike.
I done spent all my money, and the bitch done got down go, damn, where you was at? You know, what you was doing? You know, they're going to do what they're going to do anyway. So if you got somebody bringing in you bread, and treating you right to some kind of, it's down to 20-25. If somebody treating you right in this day and time, a little bit, you know, you got to hold on to that, but you can't, you ain't they daddy or nothing. You can't, you know what I mean?
That's
you
right.
Gotta, it's certain things that you
right.
got to, you got your morals and you got your code, but it's, you got to let them women be women because that's the only way she's going to keep it real with you. But if you don't go nowhere, stay here and all that, they're going to be fucking everybody then. You know what I'm saying? You gotta let them bitches breathe.
Man, look here, Father. They gon' a female gonna do what she gonna do, but she ain't gonna do
anyway.
It in my face though. She ain't gonna do it
respect,
in my face.
I respect
though.
That too.
She'll do it on the phone with you. She'll do it on the phone while she talking to you.
Yeah, but she ain't gonna do it in my face though.
I respect that, Ray.
She getting nail drive.
He's playing on games
you.
Now.
Yeah,
check game
I'm
real quick.
Get off.
Yeah.
I'm about to get off in a minute. Getting hammered at her work boyfriend.
Hey, that when you supposed to pull up.
She better do it that way.
That when you supposed to pull up with that snub nose.
So either or, it can happen. You can't stop it from happening. I'm with you, though.
This is one of the best episodes, man. I've enjoyed this shit. Like,
God, hey, Razor, I'm with you 100%. I'm just speaking on me. So I ain't going against nothing you say. I'm just speaking on me, cop.
She got
you
she
know,
got a lot of me, bro. I don't give a fuck. She got a lot of me.
She better lie. She gon' lie.
I feel you, Razor.
They the biggest.
I feel you, Razor.
Hey, Razor, who told you your first lie?
Our
mama,
mama.
Yeah. So what you think you got down? Do you got down girls gonna do right here? Yeah.
Don't bite your tongue. All right.
Ah, yeah. Carter went in on this one.
He really did.
Hey,
yeah. I got shot up by 3-4 times,
baby.
He shot
I'm on that
side
too. I ain't no hood like tonight. I'm on that job tonight.
We can tell. Don't be like.
Yeah, I'm on that job tonight.
Boy, I got shot by 5 times. I ain't even said nothing but my own opinion. I got shot like pop, pop, pop. Round this motherfucker. Go ahead. Go
on. You over there massaging women and getting
that goddamn back and right with
just
the
whole cut. And you ain't call your brother. You ain't even ask the bitch this. You got a, you got somebody for my brother. God damn, you gonna get all you can get all the rest, but it's all good. Damn, bro. God damn.
Y'all
hey, y'all, but that high beat that first fight, that first 3-4 weeks, you know you be cuffed up for a little bit. So I get it. He said some real shit.
Yeah.
You got to call.
It's cuffing. It's cuffing season. Around
it's
cuffing
season.
Man, hey, look. Hey, look. We got Christmas to get over the hump for New Year's, bro. You already know. Hey, tax time finna roll back around now. Don't get it twisted.
Grown people,
I know a few of these niggas. I know a few of these niggas gonna fuck some fat black ugly bitches.
You know, it's the fourth quarter, man. Man, it's the fourth quarter. Anything goes right now. You
hell
better be trying to get it. You better be trying to get it in, shit.
Man,
I ain't never heard of
shit.
Don't judge
fat,
me, motherfucker. I'm trying to get it.
Probably been trying to holler at you the whole time while you was at
January.
Work. You just ignored it.
I'm still to January, so I know I'm going
to hit my inbox. You better hit my inbox because March the deadline. Yeah. I tell you.
So, Ray, that concludes the shits and giggles.
Yeah, I'm done with these niggas, man.
Okay, all
right. Yeah,
I guess we're going to go ahead and get into it, man. Y'all boys, wow, but not a good show. We're going to get into the final track of the night. We come back, we do our shout-outs, and we're going to roll the hell up out of here, man. So the final track of the night goes to, and can I get a drum roll, please?
Can we get a drum roll, please? Oh, my God. Can we get a drum roll, please. Oh, God damn it.
All right, because I don't know how this shit gonna end off, man. But the final track of the night does go to Dope Ass Music. I want to see how this is gonna play. This what we got, Dope?
Uh oh,
some of you.
Uh oh, Dope.
Hey man,
coming one of them hot ones now, Dope. Don't give us that bullshit tonight. Coming one of them hot ones now.
And help me out, nigga. If it's on my side, help me. If it's on your side, you got it.
Check it out. This is what we're gonna do. Hey, we hit no bricks the whole night. There's been no bricks the whole night. So we're going to go out on no bricks. No bricks. Okay. Trill. All
right. Go on and read that dope, and I got you.
All right, man. Hey, this is off the 50 Cal. My final album, because I can't be competing with Kata and Sergeant Rock and Cobra, so I had to buy
man,
a
man,
shit like Jay.
Here we go.
Bullshit, man, stop that bullshit, man. Come on, man. Stop that bullshit.
And on Grind Hard, it's all layups, all splash, no breaks.
Let's get it
real.
Grind Hard Radio. Keep it locked.
Yo, what's good? It's Creme Dele, a.k.a. Black Zeus, representing that Black God Pantheon, and you are now tuned into Grind Hard Radio. So get your ass off that couch.
Hey, I'm back, baby. You already know what it is. Dope ass music. Y'all. Town business. But I'm down here in Tejas now, man. Shout out to Del Back Dorino. Goddamn, I'm about to set it off. Roll it with the squad, we pop it off. Pop pouring clear in the cup, gon' top it off. Yep, SRT in the ring, catch me skirting off. Just got paid, watch me count it up. Money. Keep heat with the team like Dwayne Wade. Leave him on the floor like LeBron James. I'm living kinda good, so they gonna hate. My aim hella good, so I regulate. Yep, doggy style on these hoes, call it pound cake. Yep, catch me flying through the town like I roller skate. Get it racking on the real, I don't hesitate. Smooth in the building, hoes gonna choose. Yep, shining on these niggas, blinging hella jewels. Gone up a bit, feeling hella great. Yep, I'm riding this beat, yeah, you feel the bass.
You got weak niggas on the ticket losing. We 700s with the band, so we run it up. Four doors on the right, so we cruising. Chewy said, dope, go ahead and fuck it up. You got weak niggas on the ticket losing. We 700s with the band, so we run it up. Four doors on the right, so we cruising. Chewy said, dope, go ahead and fuck it up.
Only fuck with 10, she's just an 8 back. I got 9 on me, she's getting 8. Yeah. I got 30 for you pussies, you getting 8 back. Hop in with this shit, you hella late. Ha. Always eating good, the team's getting cake. Money, scraping nigga quick, reaching on my plate. Rockin' luck, coast bull on the base. Yeah. Purple in the cup like we crushed grapes. Ha. Who we think he is? Oh, I'm him. Yeah. No handout for these niggas like Tiny Tim. Nah. I wish a nigga would like Timmy Turner. Yeah. I'm the same OG, red rag with a burner. Spend it like Beckham when I hit the corner. Fresh dope on the coat like a starter jacket. Yeah. Break her back with a yak and a honey packet. Elite is the team, keep the money stacking.
You got weak niggas on the ticket losing. We 700s with the band, so we run it up. Four doors on the right, so we cruising. Chewy said dope, go ahead and fuck it up. You got weak niggas on the ticket losing. We 700s with the band, so we run it up. Four doors on the right, so we cruising. Chewy said dope, go ahead and fuck it up.
Dance, disco dance.
Well, alright. You can't go wrong with that.
Hey, dope.
You can't go wrong with that.
You got the ass, bro. Yeah. You got the ass with that goddamn brick sample. You know what I'm saying?
You did that now.
You
rock
that bitch.
Let's go.
Well,
hey, you can't go wrong with that.
As a matter of fact, I had to pay homage to Ice Cube because goddamn, I'm glad y'all said it all.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's dope.
Yeah.
That's how we do on Grind Hard Radio. All right, man. Anybody want to throw anything out there? Now the time to do it. And I'm going to throw it to my big broski, Carter Mafioso. Turn up for a motherfucking check.
Yeah. Carter Mafioso. soul about to blow. That motherfucking radio about to blow. But we in that motherfucking studio and 904. And it's Groundhog Radio. And it's about to blow. And you know what? Keep that freestyle shit on the go. It don't matter. It's my end. I'm going to give my shout out. It be that. Nigga, face my blowing hood lot. Yeah, we in this motherfucker about to turn it out. Yeah, about to do my thing. And I'm going to calm it down. Yeah. This your boy, Carter Mafioso. You know what I'm saying? DJ Face Mark 803, the God, Divine Universal. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for coming to another episode of Groundhog Radio. You know what I'm
good
saying?
Good episode tonight.
Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to everybody on the chat rooms. You know what I'm saying? Everybody on everybody that's fucking with us. Y'all keep rocking with us. You know what I'm saying? Cause we got more hit for we got more shit for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Shout out to the motherfucking team, man. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of talented brothers, you know, and sisters. Hot motherfucking flavor. You know what I'm saying? Nonstop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not missing the beat. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So you know that should tell y'all sponsors. You know your money good. Go ahead and invest. It don't matter who you pick,
talk.
You know what I mean? We all got down. We're going to bring that heat. So y'all keep bringing that fire, you know what I mean? Shout out to the Queen, Miss Chief, you know what I mean? Beat Shop Representative, you know what I mean? 619.
Love you, sis.
Shout out to Miss Kia, Georgia Peach, you know what I mean? Shout out to Lady B, you know. Shout out to the whole
504.
Terra. You know what I mean? Shout out to my boy Terra, you know what I'm saying? The whole squad over there, you know what I mean? Shout out to Dope Ass Music, my mob brother, you know what I'm saying? Just hit us with exclusive single. You'll get that 50 cal, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Nephew Double Bag, you know. Shout out to Raze. He hit us with another. He showed y'all levels. You know, on the R&B shit. You know what I'm saying? He done went back down there five different levels with it. So he showed y'all. You know, he can go slow with it. He can get in the bed with it. He can get on the street corner with a mask with his big ass AK on the side.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He got down ride with that motherfucking turban on with the drop top convertible. You know what I'm saying? With the chew stick in the goddamn side of the mouth, ready to goddamn knock your cabin off. You know what I mean? Salute to the ambassador, R&B ambassador. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
TWD, y'all, my AKO for me, y'all, but this on me, y'all, but the next one on me, y'all. There's no cameras on TV, y'all. You know what I mean? Who cares, dude? We gon' buy it, dude. Hey, shit, I know about 305, Poke Bean now, though. You know, hey, Marv done been around. So salute to my 305 brother, you know what I'm saying? Raze, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cobra Immortal, you know what I mean? C.I., St. Louis brother, you know what I mean? St. Louis, you know what I mean? Y'all still in it, you know what I mean? My brother, you know what I mean? Keep doing your thing. Shout out to DJ Sergeant Rock up on your block. Y'all make sure y'all go download that Now What album. It's fire. You keep impressing me, and you keep the hip hop live. I love that shit.
Stream that shit.
You know that's what I'm all about. You know what I'm saying? Most of all, shout out to Jit Chronicles. You know, the Black Larry King making this shit possible. You know what I mean? Giving me the opportunity to do my thing. And let the world hear me and my music and my team. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole Hard Time AO3. But I love you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate the love. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Charles Billinger. You know what I'm saying?
South Crack.
EP. You know what I mean? Executive producer in the background. But he's actually in the front ground. You know what I mean?
You damn right.
Behind the scenes either. You know what I mean? So you think he's behind the scenes, but he really not behind the scenes.
He really ain't.
So, shout out to Big Thug, you know what I mean? For the opportunity, you know what I'm saying? Never forget, you know what I mean? Give your flowers too, you know what I mean? I didn't miss nobody. You know what I'm saying? Love y'all.
You
to the God on earth. You know what I'm saying? And shit, we'll be back. Goddamn on Thursday.
Thursday.
You know what I mean? With some old fire shit. You know what I'm saying? And grind and die. Let's get it.
For life, baby.
True. Yeah. All
right. Mr. T, No Filter, Dope Ass Music. Throw yourself out there, bro. Salute.
Hey, man. I want to give a shout out to Grind Hard Radio. We are the shit. We are the team. You already know what it is.
Grind and die.
I want to give a shout out to my daughter. She had a winner concert today. Shout out to her making first chair all regional.
Hey.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
now that's true.
Yep.
I want to give a shout out to my son, Double Bag. He's made me a pawpaw. So I'm pawpaw now.
Nephew.
Congratulations.
Pawpaw.
My
grandson will be here in March.
We
getting
him.
Yeah,
we getting him.
No
doubt. We getting up there.
Welcome to the Pawpaw Club.
And any of you women that want to be a loose seuss and be on my team, just go ahead.
That's that time, yeah, I know. That's that mission, nigga. Don't be stupid.
And I'm going to go ahead and eat these barbecue ribs and this potato salad in my mouth.
Yeah. True.
Room.
We're going to take it to the 305. Yeah, he room right up out there, motherfucker. We're going to take it to the 305 R&B gangster. Grind Hard Radio. Razor, throw yourself out there, bro.
Yeah, man. It's been another fire-ass episode, man. Y'all know what it is. 305 Razor, R&B gangster, R&B ambassador, Grind Hard Radio forever. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all be sure to go fuck with that cuffing season. It's coming out on December 25th this year. You know what I'm saying? That's that joint for y'all to go ahead and, you know what I mean? On Christmas for y'all to cuddle up all the way through the holidays, through the New Year's. You know what I'm saying? So y'all be sure to get down on that shit, man. Make some babies this holiday.
Yeah.
Straight
up,
boy, man.
That's
and
what
I'm
out
of this
bitch.
You dig?
Straight up.
All right. Straight up. At Crystal City, Missouri. See y'all. Throw yourself out there, Cobra Immortal.
Yo, yo, yo. What's poppin'? G, it's your boy, Cobra Immortal. Yay. Boom. Yo, I just want to send a special shout out to all my brothers and sisters of Grind Hard Radio. Miss Chief, Lady B, Miss Kia, the Georgia Peach. Shout out to DJ Carter, DJ Face Bomb, aka Kala Mafioso, Black Chronicles, the Larry King Jit Chronicles. You know what I'm saying? Raging R&B gangster.
Villain.
You know what I'm saying? Dope ass music.
Know
what I'm saying? Salute to everybody, man.
Terror,
down in 504. You feel me? Like,
Man.
Shout out to everybody, man. Make sure you catch us this coming Thursday for another banging ass episode of Grind Hard Radio. You can find your boy Cobra Motor, aka CI, on all social media platforms, as well as stream my music on Spotify, iTunes Music, iTunes, and wherever you get your shit. You dig? So I'm out.
That's right.
Peace to the gods. And we out.
Peace.
Room.
Yeah.
Room.
Yeah. This your boy Jit Chronicles, the Black Larry King, man. Make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jit Chronicles. Salute to the motherfucking team, DJ Sergeant Rock, Razor, Miss Kia, my big brother Carter Mafioso, Miss Chief, Dope Ass Music, Kobe Immortal, Lady B, your boy Terror representing that 504, man, IEP, Mr. Charles Bellinger. Get at that website, groundhardradio.com. All new episode of GHR this Thursday. And you already know, man, Black Larry King TV coming sooner than you think to YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Much love. I want to throw it to my big bro, DJ Sergeant Rock, Big Broski. Get your plugs out there and take us out. Salute. Epic episode of Grind Hard.
Hey, man, we did this shit tonight. You know what I'm talking
Groundhogradio.com, baby.
Goddamn it. We ain't stopping. You know what I'm saying? And be on the lookout that we got bigger things popping. You know what I'm saying?
Trill.
Because, you know, it's your boy, DJ Park and Rock, broadcasting live. VI motherfucking satellite from up under the goddamn ground. You're under dig, you know what I'm saying? Sending major shots out to Charles Billinger, you know what I'm saying? You want to know why? I'll tell you why. Because he keep the lights on in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Charles Billinger, man, we love you, man.
Salute.
You know what I'm saying? Can't wait to see you,
you
know what I'm talking about? Because he is the invisible man working double time behind the scenes here at Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm talking about? Much love, you know what I'm saying, to my boss, the number one boss in the business, you know what I'm saying? Jig Chronicles, a.k.a. the motherfucking Black Larry King. You know what
I'm
saying?
I'm humbled by that,
Big bro.
Love you,
you already know I love you. You know what I'm saying? That's why I made you the executive producer for my album. You know what I'm saying? So, don't get in my executive producer way. You know what I'm saying? Because every time you niggas talk shit, he signed another motherfucking contract. Believe me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
The
football
rain, nigga. That
bitch
gonna
rain. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? And we ain't turning down no deals, because if the deal you come right, we gonna rock with you. You know what I'm saying? And that's Trill. You know what I'm talking about?
Straight like that.
Much love to my brother, your brother, his brother, her brother, your granddaddy brother, your grandpappy brother, you know what I'm saying, your auntie brother, your uncle brother, you know what I'm saying, he's everybody's motherfucking brother, you know what I'm saying, because he is Cotta Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Faze Mob, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. The God Divine Universal, you know what I'm saying? I love bro, you know what I'm saying?
Love
you
too, bro.
You be representing like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Don't forget, he is representing for the gods, the seas, and the earth. So don't get it twisted, you know what I'm saying? 5% nation in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Trigger, you know what I'm saying? Much love to my girl, Miss Chi. We miss you tonight, baby, you know what I'm saying? But we know you got the
6-1-meter
jumping, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing. Get at Miss Chief for that music. And also get at Miss Chief for them goddamn visuals, because the visuals popping, you know what I'm saying? Real talk, you know what I mean?
Right.
Shit, we send a major shots out. To my boy, Dope Ass Music, because he stayed Bay Fresh than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Dope Ass Music, that was a hot ass motherfucking track that you played tonight, nigga.
Yes, I just want
you to know that. That was a hot ass motherfucking track that you played tonight, nigga. I just want you to know that, though. That was a hot ass motherfucking track that you played tonight, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I love dope ass music when he do that dope ass shit. You know what I'm saying? And don't forget, you know what I'm saying, Monday nights, he's rocking with the No Filter crew. You know what I'm saying? Smooth the Dude, Crush the Catalyst, and Question. You know what I'm saying? For real. No Filter. Check it out on Grind Hard Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing that dope ass shit. You know what I'm talking about? Much love to our Georgia Peach. See, she's not your Georgia Peach. She's our Georgia Peach, you know what I'm saying? Miss Kia in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Miss Kia, keep doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? We love you over here. I see you on Facebook all the time. Oh, my God, you was just so busy, you know what I'm saying? But we love it. We love you here at Grind Hard Radio, you know what I'm talking about? Real talk.
Woo.
Much love to Lady B and Terra and the whole Hood Status Entertainment Squad representing that 5-4-5-4, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, representing that third war and the fourth war and the fifth war and the sixth war and the seventh war and the eighth war and the ninth war and the tenth war and the 12th war and the 13th, all the way to the east, you know what I'm saying? Man, we love y'all here at Grind Hard Radio. Believe that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
keep
man.
Keep doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? One time for my boy, the R&B motherfucking gangster, the R&B ambassador of Grind Hard Radio, 305 Razor in his bitch, boy. You came with it tonight with that goddamn shits and giggles, boy. You stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You stupid as hell, boy.
Salute.
You came with it. But other than that, that acoustic track, nigga, that acoustic track, nigga, watch you get some spins behind that. I'm just putting it in the atmosphere, bro, because that shit is different and that shit is dope. You know what I'm saying? And I can't wait. I can't wait to hear this album, bro. I can't wait. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, man. Razor, you the shit. You know what I'm saying? You the shit. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? You the shit. One time for my boy, C.I. Cobra, man, I'm telling you, you doing your thing. Keep working on your music, bruh. You know what I'm saying? I already know, you know what I'm saying? Critically acclaimed, it's going to be some shit, you know what I'm saying, to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Because I like
Let's
that
go.
Critical shit. That critical is my shit right now. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
just keep
love,
on
man.
Doing your thing, bro. You know what I'm saying? We love you. You know what I'm talking about?
I appreciate
about.
It. Salute.
All right, man. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I think I done got around to everybody. You know what I'm saying? And if I didn't get around to everybody, charge it to my head and not my heart. You know what I'm saying? Because this DJ Charger Rock slamming out this ragless bitch. And don't forget to cop the album. Now what? You know what I'm saying? Streaming on all social media platforms. You know what I'm saying? Spotify, Apple Music, you know what I'm saying, YouTube.
Go get that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about it's all over the place right now, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Tune in Thursday night because we're going to have more for you. We're going to have more for you. And,
get it.
I'm out this bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say. I'm out this ragged ass bitch.
Trill.
Yeah,
shout out to Karen, supporting the Grind Hard Radio team, you know
Salute
what I'm saying,
queen.
For so many seasons, you know, appreciate the love.
Yeah.
I love Karen. Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Yeah,
we
out
this thing, man.
Karen showed out, man. She said I tuned in tonight for the show.
Did.
I've been laughing my ass off.
We love you, Karen. Hey, Karen be cooking too, goddamn it, Karen. I want to play with us when I come to South Park. I want to goddamn play, goddamn it. We out this thing, man. Deuces. In my Chris Brown voice. Y'all throw.
Room.
Room.
Bitch.
Grind Hard Radio, you bastard.
Bitch. Trill.